Please do be seated. Guys already mentioned that there weren't necessarily three wise men, or they weren't even necessarily men. So my sermon is gone. It's blown.
No.
Instead, I've got a 40-minute exegesis on Leviticus for us this morning. I thought that would be fun. No. Don't worry about any of that. I've brought along some gifts this morning because it is Epiphany. And Epiphany is all about the gift that the Magi brought to Jesus. So I brought along some gifts with me this morning. And I'd like to see if you can work out what the connections are between them. Here is my first gift this morning, a Bible. Hopefully you are at least vaguely familiar with this. This is the word of the Lord. This is what we use to work out what God's trying to speak to us today about. So can I give that to you there? You hang on to that. So, first thing, any ideas? No one want to have a guess at what the connection is between these things just from the one clue? Very wise. Always wait. Always wait. See, the second thing that naturally goes alongside the Bible is a roll of loo roll. There you are. Libby, would you like to hold on to that for us? There we are. Great. So, Bible and loo roll. Nope. Okay, I'm going to keep on going. Okay. Obviously, the next big thing is I really struggle to work out what to call this. I'm going to settle on a pirate's tunic because this is a specific brand of items. Pirate tunic. Can I give you that to look after for me? There we are, you hang on to that. Pirate tunic, loo roll, Bible. You're all still looking about as puzzled as I've ever seen you. This is good. I enjoy this. Right, next thing. This is, some of you might remember this. This is a large inflatable bird. For the purposes of the service today, I took the wings off because I didn't have any helium. But this used to fly elegantly, soaring like an eagle. Because it looks like an eagle, right? Chloe, would you hang on to that? Chloe and Josh, you've got that there. Okay. Any thoughts? No? Okay. What about this? Drain pipes. Anyone feeling they're inspired or connected yet? No. Well, I'm gonna give this to you guys to hold along here for us. Thank you. So drain pipe, loo roll, large bird. Actually here's another one with a sort of connection. Some of you might remember this. This is part of the Church of England's new attempt to sort out liturgical wear. This is a rather fetching hat, I think. Mark, would you like to hang on to that? You don't have to wear it unless you really want to. Okay, bird, loo roll, Bible, drain pipe, pirate's tunic. Any thoughts? A couple of hands, we can keep going until we get more. A large paper. It's actually a paper pelican, but I think for the purpose of today, we'll call it a swan. Lauren, could I get you to hang on to that there? A large paper swan? Nothing? No? Okay, and my final one, which actually is kind of my favourite. Ah, yes. Large ball. If you could just sort of gently pass that, you know, there we are. Okay, so, we've got a bird. We've got some origami. We've got a large ball. We've got a drain pipe. We've got a pirate tunic. We've got a rather fetching hat. If you just hang on to that there, Maura, that was great. Right. So you all get it now, yeah? What do you think the connection is between all of these things here? Okay, Nigel Stanley, church warden, who will know the answer? Nigel, what is the connection here? Very, very good. A round of applause for Nigel. There we are. These, unbelievably, and perhaps you've managed to shut some of these things out of your memory, but these are all things that I have used during talks, sermons, events here at St. Mary's to point us in one direction. To Jesus. All of these things were things that have been used. You might not remember what exactly they were used for, but you might remember different bits about them. But they were all used as a way of me telling people about Jesus. They were, if you will allow me to stretch this a little bit, they were kind of gifts that I have brought to try and help people find Jesus. So with those people who've got hold of those things at the moment, would you come and bring them up here for us so we can see them all together? Up you come. If you could, yeah, just bring those things up. Come round. Excellent. I'm not, you'll be pleased to know, going to test you as to what exactly they were meant to illustrate. Honestly, I struggled with some of them. I know that I did lots of things with origami at various stages. I can't quite remember the exact purpose of a giant swan, though. The bird was a part of the Christmas story. The drain pipe was all about the water of life flowing. The loo roll was about life's ups and downs. The Bible, well, we use the Bible quite a lot. The pirate tunic and the hat next to it were both from holiday clubs. I've done 4 holiday clubs in my time here at St. Mary's, and I've been gunged at 3 of them. And I only wasn't gunged at the 4th one because Karen IT stepped in at the last minute to take the punishment for me, but I was meant to have been gunged because I lost, unbelievably. And a large beach ball there at the end, which is also part of this year's Christmas story of how actually things start small but they end up rather big and impressive. All these things here point us to Jesus. They might not be gold, they might not be frankincense, they might not be myrrh, but these are all gifts that I've brought for Jesus. So would you be kind enough to lay them down here at our crib scene? If you want to put them in the crib scene, maybe we won't put the ball in or the bird, but you lay them down at the bottom there, would be brilliant. And I think you'll all agree that it doesn't necessarily add any dignity to this scene. It doesn't necessarily add any depth. It makes it slightly more colourful and inflatable, but yeah. Should we give these guys a round of applause? Thank you for helping me and bringing those things out. You can go and sit down. You'll notice there are 2 specific things which I didn't bring out for this service. An Arsenal shirt and a Wales rugby shirt. Just wanted you to know that I left them out deliberately and then referred to them, ironically. Gifts that we bring to Jesus. Things that point us to him. The Magi brought 3 gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And you've probably, if you've been to church before, you might have heard a story, or you might have heard people talking about how those gifts were really good gifts for Jesus. Because it's gold for the king, the king of kings. It's frankincense, which is an incense that you burn in worship. And we worship Jesus because he's worth it. And myrrh, because they used myrrh to anoint bodies when people had died. And Jesus came not just to teach us and to live for us, but also to die for us. So those 3 gifts were perhaps the most deep, wonderful things that pointed towards Jesus. But have you ever thought about this as well? And like those gifts there, that actually, when you put them next to that crib scene, just look really rather silly and pointless. The 3 gifts that the wise men brought Jesus, the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh, were actually really bad gifts for Jesus. Because Jesus was the King of Kings, but he didn't come to receive a crown of gold from the people. He didn't come to be worshipped and adored and stand at the front and say, "Everybody, listen to me, aren't I brilliant?" That wasn't what he was about. He came humbly and mercifully and gently. And bringing myrrh to anoint a dead person. If there's one person in the whole of history who doesn't need ointment on a dead body, it was Jesus. Because Jesus is the firstborn of all creation. He is the first and the last. He's the one who died but rose again. That myrrh was a kind of wasted gift. And our gifts here, unless they point us to Jesus, they're just gimmicks. They're just pointless. They're just silly things. Hopefully, They've been fun things that have, if not entertained, at least amused or enlivened you. But don't remember them. Forget them. Put those aside. If I could be slightly self-indulgent here, and I appreciate that's kind of what I'm doing in this sermon. It's like a greatest hits. But if I could be slightly self-indulgent, don't remember any of these things. Don't remember anything that I've said. Don't remember anything that I've done. But fix your eyes on Jesus. That is the only thing that is of value. Our gifts, if they don't point to Jesus, well, they're just loo roll, or drain pipes, or funny little inflatable things that over time will gradually deflate. But the one thing that's worth it, the one thing that is better than anything else there has ever been, the one thing that will last beyond you or me, the one thing that will last beyond any impact that we can have, is Jesus. So, that's the Epiphany service. Really, I could have summed it up in one word, really, which actually people have told me a lot of times my sermons could have been summed up in one word, and they wish I had summed them up in one word. But the one word today is this: Jesus. 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 Never forget that name. Never forget what he's done for us and wants to do through us and wants to do in us. Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you for Jesus, that he is the light of the world. And we thank you that we can come and worship, and we can come and know him as our King, and that we can bring him our gifts. But we pray that you'll take them and transform them and do something with them that we can't even dream of. And we pray that in our lives, people will always see Jesus. As we pray this in his name, for his glory. Amen.